say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Band to hold him.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Nothing he believes in.
This is Larry Hirsch.
Frank LeBron.
Jim Palmer.
Tony Fernandez.
Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
This is Bill Murphy.
Macho Man Randy Savage.
Ray Nitschke.
Chris Evert.
George Foreman. And I'm talking sports with Randy Penn.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage. And when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
What is going on, everybody? It is another Friday, an exciting big day, an exciting big show. A lot to talk about. We're headed to the Stanley Cup Final. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, about that.
We're not.
That's right. Well, I got the score right. You got the outcome right. Put it together, and we predicted the outcome.
Which sucks. I really wanted, and I never root. Now, I wanted the Lightning to win for a few reasons. Mainly, we were credentialed for the Stanley Cup Finals.
Correct, and do.
And it is a very cool atmosphere.
Okay, so... Everybody knows that playoff hockey completely different than regular season hockey. Is there a difference between a conference finals series and the actual Stanley Cup Finals? Can you take it to the next level?
Arguably. Okay. Holy crap. Are the Pittsburgh Penguins holding the trophy?
Yeah, they did. Yeah, Crosby grabbed it.
And skated around with it.
Well, he didn't skate around. He skated right over to the bench, and they put it down over there. So they talked about it last night.
Holy crap, San Jose's going to win the Cup.
Scott Stevens did it in...
Connie Stevens' husband?
2005 with the Devils, and they went on to win the finals. But yes, I did notice that. That was a very, very big thing, very taboo to touch a trophy before you actually get to Lord Stanley's Cup. And he grabbed the Prince of Wales.
Arguably
interesting,
the greatest event I have ever been to. And I've been to a lot of things. Now, it was Game 7.
That's insane. I could not imagine.
It's unbelievable. And as you're counting down to the end of the game, whether you're winning or losing, you will never experience anything. You know, Kentucky Derby, supposedly, blah. NBA Finals, blah. You know, and it could even be a close game in the NBA Finals. Could be 2 points coming down, you know, Game 7, whatever. But whatever year it was, I think it was 04, arguably the greatest thing I've ever been to. And I've been to some cool concerts and on the field and on the stage and on this and on that. To me, and I'm not a hockey guy.
Right.
Let's be honest, I'm not an anything guy. I am going to
not anymore. You used to be a little bit more of a fan. I
don't know.
I have to imagine at some point in time you were, because you got into you got this in the first.
You know, and I'm very jaded, and I understand that, and I've been very fortunate, and you know, but I'm not all bug-eyed because I'm at a Super Bowl.
Sure.
You know, I think I went to 20 something of them. Do I miss going to them? Yes and no. I don't miss the game at all. I miss leading up to. I miss the press conferences. The coolest press conferences, obviously, are the pregame and the halftime and all that kind of stuff. But do I miss the game? I don't know. Do I miss, you know, I put in again to go to the MLB All-Star Game, which will be right after UFC 77, 78, and 79, or 800, 801, 802, coming up in July. And, yeah, it's cool to be there, but I don't really care. Yeah. I didn't care. I don't care. It doesn't matter.
Now, one thing that we do have to care about
is... Have you seen Hedman, by the way? Did you see Hedman today? Because I certainly didn't see his ass last night.
Oh, that's rough.
That was brutal. He was brutal. All right, now I do that's have a rough. Bitch. Okay?
Okay.
And this isn't necessarily directed at Lightning fans.
Okay.
It's directed to fans in general.
Okay.
It will associate it to the Lightning run and the Pittsburgh Penguin games.
Okay.
I have seen a lot. I have heard a lot. And I even discussed it a little with Jaybird at lunch at Holy Hawk. Lightning fans are upset that the second goal, the winning goal, was a fluke goal.
Yeah, I posted on Facebook. I said, "How did that get in there?" That was a very, very.
It was a bad bounce.
Yeah, and it was a bad bounce. It's part of the game, though.
I understand that. No, this is what
goes
bothers
both
me.
Ways.
This is what kind of has, you know, not that it takes much. I get a couple phone calls I could discuss with you on or off the air. It could be great radio, but it might be our last show because I'd have to clean it up. But for Lightning fans to say it was a fluke goal, it was a horse crap goal, it was an awful goal, it was a lucky goal, it was Tyler Johnson scored a goal off his shoulder and wasn't even looking.
Yeah.
But that's okay. Oh, we won! Yeah, you won by a freak.
Hey, goal's
fluke
a goal.
Goal.
Doesn't matter if it's an inch or a mile, winning's winning.
You're right, and I agree with you 1,000,000,000%. It just can't be, hey, we won a great goal when Tyler Johnson does it, and this one takes a bad bounce, lucky goal, whatever you want to call it, and now it's lucky.
Yeah.
They're either both lucky or it's both hockey.
I think both. There were lucky goals, and that's the way hockey goes. So, hey.
It's got to be.
It is what it is.
But all I'm saying is one can't be, it was a fantastic goal because Tyler Johnson stuck his shoulder out, and he didn't stick it out. He didn't
unknowingly.
Know it. He didn't even know he did it.
Unknowingly.
I got another rant, by the way.
Another one?
Yeah.
Do you want to do it right now?
Sure.
Since you just had one, or
no,
do you want to save it for later?
Hell, I could fill this whole hour with rants. We talked about this Wednesday night.
Yeah.
And by the way, thanks for showing up in the Pinellas County studio.
You are most welcome.
Oh, my God. That was unbelievable. Monday is Memorial Day. There is nobody that I know that likes more free stuff than me.
Correct.
Okay? But let me read, only because I Googled it. Active duty military and veterans are welcome to a free entree. Show your Miller Lite ID.
Miller Lite.
Show your military ID and you're entitled to a free salad. Veterans and active military get a free entree. With military ID, you get a free personalized pizza. On and on and on and on. You know what? Veterans don't deserve anything on Monday. Active duty military don't deserve anything on Monday. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, the people who deserve it can't
take advantage of it
because that's why we have the damn holiday.
Right.
The holiday is not Veterans Day. The holiday is for our fallen military.
Correct.
Just kind of bothered me. I ran across it and a whole list of, and you know, this should shock you. I will not take advantage of any of them.
Okay, yeah, that does shock me.
Because it's, no.
Now, okay, playing the advocate for the devil.
He's a friend of mine, by the way.
Yeah. Let's say they recognize that and they know that, and to show their appreciation to those who have fallen, they go ahead and extend the courtesy to those.
I don't know. It just
bothers me. Who may?
It just bothers me because that's not what the holiday is. And I'll take advantage of anything. You know, and if anybody knows that I'll take advantage, it's you. So, with that said, I just don't know if I can do it on Monday.
Fair enough.
I just don't know.
Fair enough.
I got another rant. No, I got another one.
Okay.
I got a list of them.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Full hour.
I think Wade Boggs is a schmuck.
I agree.
He's a schmuck.
This is twice in the first 10 minutes that we've agreed. This might be record breaking.
Do I drop the mic and walk off?
Yeah, just.
It's a mic walk off.
We just need to stop talking. Stop agreeing.
So they celebrate the Boston Red Sox World Series. Mm-hmm. And Schmuck Boy shows up wearing the New York Yankee World Series ring.
Yeah.
Then they retired his number. Please tell me he didn't wear the ring.
Yeah.
I like Wade Boggs as a player. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed watching Wade Boggs. He was the closest thing to Pete Rose that you'll ever see. I mean, the guy was dead on. He could hit. I remember he did a hitting exhibition at the old complex behind Tyrone Boulevard.
Okay.
It's changed names a few times, and then the Rays took it over and whatever. And my younger brother was there. And Billy Connors was telling people and told my parents about my little brother when he was like 12 or 13 that he's going to go places. That's how good my little brother was.
Mm-hmm.
Wade Boggs goes to the plate, and he puts on a hitting exhibition that nobody can top. He said, and I'm going to make this up because I don't remember breakfast.
He said it. I'm making it up, but he said it.
No, he said this, but I don't remember what he said. Okay. No, I'm saying how many pitches? 10 pitches. He hit 10 pitches, and on every pitch he said where he was going to hit before he hit it. Left field,
that's pretty good.
Left field, 6 inches from the line, bam. Right field, 3 feet from the line, bam. Dead center, bam, bam, bam.
Wow, that's pretty sweet.
Dude could hit. But when you show up to the Boston Red Sox, or really any team, but especially when it's the rivalry like it is, this is Red Sox-Yankees. You don't think that's a slap in the face to wear the New York Yankee ring?
Absolutely. Absolutely. No questions asked. There's a certain respect. I mean, they're retiring his number. Kind of a big deal.
Now, I don't know if he wore it the day that they retired his number. I saw a picture that they were retiring his number.
Gotcha.
And I was talking to another DJ on one of the bigger stations here in the Tampa Bay area, not talk show, just radio, that I got to know at a golf tournament. You met her as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
She's a big Red Sox fan, so she has a very, very strong opinion on this.
Matter of fact, she said, and you're a big Red Sox fan, that the Red Sox shouldn't have retired Wade Boggs' number because he left to go to the Yankees. That's how big of a fan she is.
Ooh.
I'm just saying that's how big of a fan she
is. Right.
You know, I'm going to disagree because he deserved
stats
to have
stats.
He deserved to have his number retired from what he did in Boston. I just think wearing that ring, because it was Yankees Red Sox.
Yeah.
You know, if he went to the Kansas City Royals, for that matter, if he went to the Kansas City Chiefs and won a championship, it's one thing.
Yeah.
But to come back to Fenway wearing a Yankee ring, I don't know. I don't know. All right, before we get through this
segment, is that an unwritten rule?
I don't know about unwritten. It's just use your brain. All right, here's another one. And here's the thing about what I'm about to talk about. I could take either side on this. And I could be adamant on either side of the rant I'm about to make.
Okay.
So I'm going to choose the side that I hit first. Bryce Harper is a schmuck.
I think we knew that.
Did you see what he did?
No.
All right, so he grounds out.
Okay.
He goes to the dugout and he takes his batting gloves off.
Did he run the out?
He jogged it out. Jogged it out.
He touched first.
I believe so. Okay. That's not the point of the story.
Okay.
So he takes his batting gloves off, and then he comes back, I guess, the next time and homered.
Okay.
All right, good move. He took scissors to the batting gloves and cut them up so that nobody could get them, so that nobody could sell them, so that nobody could take advantage of Bryce Harper, who's soon to make $350 to $425 million. Now, again, I'd go either way. I'm going to go the way of this. If you're so worried, and I'm okay with it. No, hold on a second. I'm going to argue with myself. This is going to be awesome.
You're going to be on both sides.
I'm going to be on both sides. I'm okay with you destroying it and not letting some clubhouse guy that's making nothing make a couple dollars.
Mm-hmm.
It's a douche move, but I just think it's stupid that you cut him up in the dugout so people could see it.
Yeah.
Go, you know, take it in.
Well, okay.
Take it into the clubhouse. Throw it in your thing and do it then. Because, again, you don't want to leave it in there in case, God forbid, the clubby steals it and then sells your batting gloves that you just grounded out in. You didn't hit a home run with these batting gloves. You didn't set a record. You didn't win the World Series. You didn't do anything productive.
Just
don't do it in the dugout so people can see it.
Why
do you think I travel alone?
My question is,
why is... Let me say that again. Why do you think I travel alone? So that nobody sees what I do. Don't see it. Okay, go ahead.
Why is he thinking about the worth, the value of his batting gloves in the middle of a game after he just grounded out?
I'm going to ask you the most serious question I can ask you today. Is this your first day on Earth and your first day watching the Washington Nationals?
No.
That's Bryce Harper.
I don't care. I mean, to me, if I'm playing a game, regardless of how good I am in the game, last time I checked, I'm focusing on the game.
Well, he was focusing on making sure nobody makes money.
Why doesn't he use those at his next at bat? Is he?
They were bad. No,
is he actually that superstitious that he has to get rid of that pair of batting gloves after he grounds out? How many times does a great baseball player ground out? A lot.
I think what this situation is, and I know we're really close, if not over on the break. I think the situation was he was in a slump. He wasn't doing well, so he changed something.
That's different.
And I'm okay with that.
Okay.
I'm okay with all of it. I'm okay with you destroying it so somebody can't make money. I'm okay with that. I just think you're a schmuckery.
Why doesn't he put him in his bag?
No, because
why does he take him with him?
Well, because
he can throw him away later.
He was in the well. He doesn't want the opportunity for somebody to steal him and make money off of him. That's the only thing that bothered me is that he cut him up in the dugout so people could see him do it.
I think it's ridiculous. As a baseball player who had, I would say, on the low end of any sort of superstitions, baseball players, very superstitious creatures.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Very, very finicky like that. I did not have that much in the way of superstition, so I might be coming at this from a place of I don't have that same level of understanding, but still, if I'm playing a game, if I'm in the middle of a game, my number one, two, three priorities are making sure I don't make the same mistake in the next at-bat.
I understand, and this wasn't a superstition. Him cutting the gloves had nothing to do with the superstition. Him cutting the gloves were so nobody could take them and sell them. I'm okay with the superstition of I'm in a slump. You didn't change a bat when you played for Team USA?
No.
You went 0 for 116? You didn't change the bat for your 117th at bat?
No.
Of course you do.
No.
You do.
If it's a wood bat, I use it till it breaks.
Well, obviously it's not breaking. You're not making contact. So it's time to change the bat.
Just because you're not getting it.
It's time to change the bat.
I think it's time to go to a break.
Now, whether you go Bo Jackson style and then snap the bat because you don't want somebody to take the bat and then sell it. But, you know, superstition, tradition, all that, I just thought it was to a whole new extent.
Yeah,
to cut them up in the dugout so people could see what a schmuckery. Is that even a word? I like it. I'm going to use
it. It's your word.
It's the new name of the
show. It's your show and
it's
your word.
Schmuckery. CubeSmart. I want to thank them. CubeSmart has stepped up to allow us to start construction on the studio here. So we're throwing all this stuff that's here out of the studio so that we can get to studio production. And I'm looking forward to that. All right, one quarter down. We're going to hit the second quarter when we return. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by CubeSmart.
Fireball.
Is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
I love you, baby, and if it's quite all right, I need you, baby.
They had a look, an attitude, and a sound like no other. Sure, they were born in Jersey, but they were made in America.
Don't miss Broadway's Tony Award-winning Best Musical, Jersey Boys. The behind-the-scenes true story of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Coming to the Straz Center June 1st through 5th. For 1 week only, visit strazcenter.org.
What gourmet restaurant features spicy taco, buffalo blue cheese, garlic parm, caramel apple pie, and much more? Chef-inspired popcorn would be that place. That's right, chef-inspired popcorn. Located in Tampa at 7004 Hanley Road. Check them out at cipopcorn.com for more flavors, or they can work with you to come up with your very personal flavor. It's not just popcorn, it's chef-inspired.
Holy Hog, the best barbecue in Tampa Bay. Winner of the 2013, 14, and 15 Best of the Bay. Holy Hog, the 2014 and 15 Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown Champs as well. Holy Hog has four convenient locations on Armenia, Henderson, Carrollwood, and downtown Tampa. Also two locations in Amalie Arena. Holy Hog can cater any size event, and the fall catering includes smoked hams and turkeys. So why cook during the holidays? Fresh smoked southern barbecue and homemade sides. Your hometown smokehouse, it's Holy Hog.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Wade Boggs, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris. Hi, this is Wade Boggs.
There's a reason year when I sign the contract for the radio station that Ed has got to be in the studio.
Well,
hi, this is Wade Boggs, and you're talking sports.
My best friend, Wade Boggs. Hey, let's go have some chicken. Do you know who the Honky Tonk Man is?
The Honky Tonk Man.
Do you know who he is?
Sounds familiar.
Okay, since you have no clue.
Yeah.
Next break, you need to pay attention to this segment. So during the next break, I want you to check out the Honky Tonk Man, and you'll understand why. And just be very careful.
Oh.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
Oh, my.
Could you please... And we'll get to some more Lightning talk. We need to talk about the Rays. I was out at the Bucks OTA. I'm getting pretty excited.
You getting pumped?
I am.
What?
Not how can you get pumped just watching them run some drills, but I'm getting pumped.
It's
might have been
so
the heat.
Early.
No, it was the heat. I was out there for 2 hours. Please stop the Floyd Mayweather Conor McGregor fight talk.
Yeah.
It is asinine, boys and girls. It is asinine. Conor McGregor has as much chance of beating Floyd Mayweather in a boxing fight as I do.
As Floyd Mayweather has at beating Conor McGregor in an MMA fight.
Exactly. Now, Nate Diaz says that he'll beat both of them.
That's Nate Diaz talking, though.
Well, we already know that Nate Diaz can beat Conor McGregor. So we already know
he's
that.
He's been there, done that.
Yeah, we already know that. I'm not going to say that Nate Diaz can beat Floyd Mayweather. I'm not a total moron, but Nate Diaz has a better chance of beating Conor McGregor or beating Floyd Mayweather than Conor McGregor.
Based on
Nate Diaz can box.
He can box in a very unorthodox manner.
Okay,
which I would say is a plus for him, but. I don't know if you know this. This just in. Floyd Mayweather, he's pretty good. He's very good defensively. He's very good at not getting hit.
I have a disclaimer real quick. I need to come clean.
Okay.
All right.
I
said I was going to come clean. Yeah. Now, of course, I said it to myself, so I could have stayed dirty. But I said I'm going to come clean. Three sporting events. At least three sporting events were on last night.
Yeah.
The Tampa Bay Lightning getting ready to lose. The Golden State Warriors getting ready to win. And yes, I flipped over to ESPN, and I watched the spelling bee.
Oh.
I turned off the Lightning.
Gotcha.
I turned
That's
off.
Why they lost, because you turned away from the game.
No, they were already losing. You can't blame me on that. No.
Hey, they could. No. A lucky goal could have bounced in because you were
somebody's
watching.
Somebody's shoulder could have been there. But I watched about 10 rounds.
Oh, that takes some time.
Well, I would flip back and forth.
Okay.
But, you know, I watched it when it got down to 4.
Okay.
And then my girl that scribbled in her hand went out. And then I flipped it back to the Lightning.
Okay.
And then when I flipped back, the other girl got eliminated, and then it came down to the two guys. And I guess they knew each other or whatever, so when it became – they were co-winners.
Mm.
And co-winner A – hold on a second – turned to co-winner B to high-five him, and the dude turned his back to him and ran away.
None for you.
Oh, it was pretty funny.
Now, okay, this is the third year in a row. That the National Spelling Bee has ended in a tie.
Okay.
Do they need to adjust something? Do they need to make some sort of change?
Do you know how it goes? Are you familiar with
it? I'm vaguely familiar.
What happens when it gets down to, I guess, the last two?
Right.
Is, say it's you and me.
Yeah.
You answer, I answer. You answer, I answer.
Back and forth to somebody
you answer,
messes up.
No.
Right?
You answer and lose.
Okay.
Then I go and I have to answer correct.
Right.
And then I have to answer correct again.
Okay.
Maybe switch it, but the problem with that is if you answer incorrect and then I go and I answer correctly, I'm right. And I win.
Yeah.
That's not necessarily fair because you're going before me. So that's the way that it's set up.
But it's going back and forth.
Well, no. It's you, it's me. It's you, it's me. It's you, it's me. It's you, it's me. So you go in round 20 and you answer incorrectly, and then I go and I answer correctly, I win. But it's still set up the same way. You answer correctly, I answer incorrectly. You have to answer correctly again.
So I guess it's kind of like in tennis, you have to win 2 points in a row to finish off.
Exactly. There were some words there that was, wow. Now, if you've listened to this program, I can't speak English very well anyway. But for me to spell them when I can't even pronounce them.
At least you said speak very well and not speak very good.
Okay, Thank you. I've been studying. I'm trying to get my GED.
You learned a lot from that little bit from the Scripps National Spelling Bee last night.
Exactly. So I just wanted to come clean.
Miocic.
Yeah. Who is going to defend his title.
I know. It's crazy. It's like they wait until right after the Wednesday night show to make these announcements. We talk about it. We say, hey.
Makes sense.
We think it's going to happen. But we don't know yet. There we go. 203 in Cleveland against Overeem.
A little early. Okay. And can I give a prediction with your approval that I can change it? Because you gave me crap last time.
I definitely do.
And I think it's okay to change up until fight time. Things could happen. I could go to a spar, you know. But if you're going to give me crap, I'm not going to tell you who I'm predicting to win.
No, go ahead.
But subject to change.
I will allow
as we get closer.
This is a tentative prediction.
As of right now.
Spell tentative.
Alistair Overeem is your next champion.
Okay. How does it end?
I don't know. It's a little early for me to get my crystal ball out for that. Difference doesn't make.
If you can change it, why not make a prediction?
Okay. I'm going to say he submits him in the third round.
Submission?
Hey, whatever. You said I can change it.
All right. I like it.
And I will. But, yeah, I think Overeem wins. And I don't know how excited I am about Overeem being the champion.
Yeah. Because of his history?
I don't know. I don't know. Is horse meat legal in Cleveland?
No.
Can he get
not in the U.S.
Can he get himself a sandwich before the fight?
Well, sure he can get himself a sandwich.
Of horse meat, I'm saying.
Just don't claim it.
Just don't claim it.
Yeah.
Okay. Which do you like better, whether we're talking NBA, NFL, MLB, MMA, whatever, champions that change every year? In this case, a heavyweight title that changed hands 2 weeks ago.
Turnovers
at 203, turnover again, et cetera, et cetera. Or do you like long championships? Now, again, it's easier to say in MMA because they fight 2-3 times a year.
And that's where I was going to go with this, because if you're talking about a championship that's up for grabs every couple months, that's one thing. If you're talking about a season, one of the other major sports, they have to wait till the end of the season, so that's going to happen only one time a year. There's only one chance. So,
but it's still, which do you like?
I would rather have more turnover within a sport like baseball or hockey or basketball, something like that, as opposed to MMA. I would rather see somebody defend it a couple times and then lose it. Something along those lines, because you get to see them win it, defend it a couple times. Once they've had their fill, then we can move on. We've been watching Demetrius Johnson fight for the belt, and there's been nobody who's been close. And it gets old, and you lose interest. And if you don't have that turnover after a little bit, then you need some new blood just to keep your interest level in there. And at least with a season-long league, then everybody has a little bit more of an equal shot.
But the difference is, obviously, you can't blame Demetrius Johnson because
you can't control who's in front of him.
You know, and so, you know, people have given me crap, and I'm going to go the reverse side. I don't have Demetrius Johnson as the number one pound-for-pound fighter in the world because of his competition.
Yeah.
You know, I think you have to put that into play a little bit, and that's why, in case when Jay and I discuss it again, like we did today at lunch at Holy Hog, I have John Jones there because of who he's beaten.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Demetrius Johnson, very impressive, but he beat you twice. He beat me once, you know, and he's fighting Ed in 2 weeks.
Right.
So I would hope that, you know, he would be very dominant. John Jones is fighting
Stiffer competition, if you will.
And if he beats Cormier at 200 in Vegas on July 9th, I think it is, I think that makes him the GOAT. No matter what happens from there. And again, the GOAT can change.
Sure.
You know, people seem to think the GOAT can't change. GOAT being the greatest of all time. A lot of people have called Anderson Silva the GOAT. Well, he was the GOAT.
He used to be.
He was.
Yeah.
But not anymore. And not because his talents have dwindled. It's because other people have stepped up to become the greatest of all time. And I believe if John Jones is not already there.
A little bit of both.
No, absolutely not.
Really?
Absolutely not. Babe Ruth is not the greatest of all time because he died. Babe Ruth is not the greatest of all time because other people have come along and have been better.
We're right, but at the towards the end of somebody's career, and actually BJ Penn is a very good example with this.
No, it's an awful example because he was never the greatest of all time.
What my point being, you do damage to your legacy the longer you continue to compete.
You do that. Absolutely. You tarnish your legacy, but it won't, in my opinion, it can't change you being the greatest of all time. Anderson Silva could lose 30 straight fights. He was still the greatest of all time in that span when he was the best fighter on the planet. He was the GOAT. He was the greatest of all time. His talents dwindling doesn't change the fact that he's no longer the greatest of all time. What changes him being the greatest of all time is somebody has come along and become greater. John Jones has become a greater fighter, has beat better people, has become the greatest of all time if he beats Cormier. Mm-hmm. Because of what he has done in his circle. If Anderson Silva would have retired, and I don't...
Before the leg breaks?
Yeah, before he met Chris Weidman and, you know, thought he was a clown and got knocked out and then fought him again. If he would have retired before Chris Weidman, you think he'd still be the greatest of all time?
I think it would be a lot easier to make that argument.
We only remember what's most recent. It would make it an easier argument for you because you include that.
Mm-hmm, sure.
I don't include that. I wouldn't include. It's at that time. You could be the greatest of all time today and not tomorrow.
Sure.
In anything, in radio, in driving, in spelling, in, you know, whatever.
Sure.
So I don't hold it against him that he broke his leg. And that he thought he was Bozo and, you know, some of the other things that he did. All right. Now, one half down, one half to go. And then we'll kick into our Memorial Day weekend celebration.
Woo.
Honoring the our brothers and sisters. And it is our brothers and sisters that gave the ultimate sacrifice. So one half down, one half to go. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by CubeSpot.
Is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
I love you, baby, and if it's quite all right, I need you, baby.
They had a look, an attitude, and a sound like no other. Sure, they were born in Jersey, but they were made in America.
Don't miss Broadway's Tony Award-winning Best Musical, Jersey Boys. The behind-the-scenes true story of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Coming to the Straz Center June 1st through 5th. For 1 week only, visit strazcenter.org.
Arg, matey. When it's time for lunch, when it's time for dinner, when the show's over, when the day's over, when it's time to chill, where do we go? Over to Naughty Nancy's Food Shack and Crow's Nest Pub. It's literally in our backyard, right in back of the WTAN studios at 700 Eldridge Street, just north of downtown Clearwater. Just look for the broadcast tower. Nancy's food and atmosphere get rave reviews. The laid-back patio is a great place to hang out, dine, and listen to live music at night. And Nancy's one of the friendliest proprietors in town. And now, Nancy is serving Sunday jazz brunch from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Brunch served with eggs benedict, crepes, waffles, lox and bagels, shrimp, oysters, and a build-your-own omelet. That's all at Naughty Nancy's Food Shack and Crow's Nest Pub, 700 Eldridge Street in Clearwater. That's right where Eldridge crosses the Pinellas Trail between Myrtle and Fort Harrison. Call 446-3717. 446-3717.
You're listening to the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Got split ends? Thanks to Mick Verheer at Got Split Ends Salon, the whole Talking Sports team can say,
we look marvelous. Fabulous.
Split Ends Salon is a family hair salon with affordable prices and conveniently located at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. Sarah, the colorist and style director, can do it all. And if Mick can make me look good, then you know he's a miracle worker. So give Got Split Ends a call today at 727-481-8605.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, don't twist that dial. You got Joey Coco Diaz, and this is Talking Sports with my main man, Randy Harris, here for you. Don't switch it. I'll shoot you.
I brought you a little something-something, by the way.
What?
I ran over to see Lizette at Chef-inspired popcorn.
You did?
I brought you a little French toast popcorn. I saw the bag. If you could see the size of the bag of French toast popcorn that they were sending to Elias, and then I tweeted it.
Could I fit inside it?
Almost, yeah. And then Elias tweeted some things back, and then it made sense, so I called Lizette back. Not a good idea to send it to him right now. Since his fight's in 21 days?
Yeah, about that.
So we're going to hold off just for a little bit.
Probably smart.
And then we're going to send. So I scarfed some of that. So I brought that. I brought my buffalo blue cheese. I'm telling you, boys and girls,
buffalo
get out.
I've never had it.
I will give you two kernels. Stop whining.
Two?
Stop whining.
What? I'm whining because everybody's talking about how good it is, and I still haven't had any.
Well, you'll have a couple kernels here in a minute.
Yes.
And then when we do the Wednesday show, I'm going to stop off and see Lizette again on Hanley in Tampa. I'm going to bring some into the other studio as well.
Whew.
So there you have it. Chef-inspired popcorn is top-notch. All right. Did you check out Honky Tonk Man yet?
I did.
So do you see what he did? You see what he's known for?
I saw his Wikipedia page.
No, YouTube, knucklehead. You got to YouTube them, and then you'll understand why I give you crap every time you come into the Pinellas dungeon. All right?
Okay.
Real Madrid. Real Madrid.
Real.
They're going to win? They're going to lose? Do you care? I know you're a big soccer, big footballer.
Yeah, I'm a Barcelona fan, so I'm not really the biggest follower of Real Madrid. But it is a big game because they're playing against Atletico Madrid. So, and I believe... 2-3 years ago, they also played against Atletico Madrid for the Champions League final. It's kind of weird to have two teams from Madrid playing against each other in a different country for the title. But really, really tough to beat Real Madrid. Atletico can do it. It went to a fourth overtime half last time they played for the Champions League final. So, certainly doable. I wouldn't put it out of the realm of possibility. But there is a difference between the Real Madrid of then and the Real Madrid of now. They have Zinedine Zidane as their coach. For those who know, he is a big deal in the soccer world. Played for France. Played for Real Madrid for a long time as well. Back when Beckham and a lot of the other big names were there.
And for those people that don't know, he was kind of a big deal. He played for France.
The headbutt.
He played for Real Madrid, et cetera, et cetera.
I am so flaming.
All things just keep getting better.
And
Now, Mick Forhaer presents Queer Eye for the Sports Guy with Mick Ferrari.
It's not a whole lot that gets me up and dancing and stuff. And that
certainly does.
It certainly does. All right,
what is up, you guys? It's finally the return of my theme song. Finally.
What are you, in a dungeon somewhere, and are you having a good time?
No, we are at Got Split Ends right here on the Boulevard, fellas. Hello, Randy Harris. Hey, Wags.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, Mick, I got to get to it. A lot of stuff that we got to get to. But I wanted to get you on because I need to learn how to read better. Because now that I'm reading it, it says it's June 25th, so it's never too early to talk about readers are leaders.
Yes, it's never too early. As you know, our style director, Sarah Jane Collins, has started our Readers Are Leaders program here at Got Split Ends. We're launching it this summer, Randy, to help us keep school-age kids reading all summer long. So we are currently accepting. We're actually launching it the 25th of June, but we are currently accepting donations of new or gently used books suitable for school-age kids for our in-salon lending library that we're going to have all summer long to keep Bay Area kids reading all summer while school's out.
You and I, you would never know that you and I are in communications, and we've been doing this radio segment for, what, 10 years now?
Yes, sir.
I was getting ready to drop off about 50 books to the library this morning.
No kidding.
So and luckily, I didn't go, which should shock no one.
Yes. The surprise is not registering on my face. Go.
So I will drop a ton load. I don't know how much a ton. Well, I do know how much a ton load is.
About 2,000 pounds.
I'm going to bring you about 2,000 pounds worth of books later today.
Well, God bless you, Randy Harrison. We appreciate you getting behind our Readers Are Leaders program. God bless you guys, and we are taking donations all summer long for, like I said, our in-salon lending library, new or gently used. Bring them on. We just got Split Ends wants to keep kids reading and keep them readers and leaders. So we appreciate your help and support.
I will drop them by, throw out the address so other people can do the same.
Yes, please come and see us at 4376 Park Boulevard, right here in the heart of Pinellas Park. And like I said, taking in donations all summer. And we're encouraging your kids to come in and borrow a book or bring a book and keep those kids reading.
Awesome. Thanks, Mick.
Thanks, Randy.
All right, take care. Rivalries come to a head next Saturday at UFC 199 as UFC middleweight champion Luke Rockhold defends his title against Michael the Count Bisping. Also competing is Uriah Faber against Dominic Cruz. You looking forward to that
fight? Big fight. Huge fight. Huge fight. Looking forward to it, yes.
I mean, I'm a Uriah guy, and we'll get Uriah on hopefully next week, but I don't know.
I am looking forward to that fight. I like watching both fighters fight. I think the Dominic Cruz story is amazing. If you've been following what he's been doing, being able to come back as such a force after having ACL tear after ACL tear after ACL tear and competing at a high level, immediately getting the title and defending it is huge for him. So I am very much looking forward
to this fight. Was supposed to happen a couple years ago, the trilogy, and it didn't. Can you explain to me, can you set up a psychiatrist, psychologist, doctor, somebody to come on this program in the next couple weeks and explain something to me? Why are there some guys that are a-holes and they talk like a-holes and I like them? Mm-hmm. And then there's other a-holes that talk like a-holes that I don't like. Why is that? Wouldn't you think if you like that type of person, you like them all? So I go to Dominic Cruz.
I don't know.
There's an event in Vegas for the unveiling of the video game. And I went in with Mark Delagrati. And I was able to get into the back and hang out with him. And Dominic's there. And so I go up to Dominic and I said, hey, Dom, congratulations on winning the title back, as I predicted and I knew you would. And with this really cocky face and everything, he looked at me and goes, yeah, I expected it too. Like, you're telling me something I didn't know. It was just the way he said it. It's like, you know what? All right. I may root for Uriah Faber now.
That's a little – okay, so I'm glad you gave that context because that is a very, very different type of a-hole talk than what you tend to lean towards. You like the guys who are a little bit more outspoken and they're loud about it. They do it the entire time. It's part of their personality.
The great legend himself, Otto Graham,
would
always say there's a difference between
cocky and
– cocky. and I forget what it was, cockiness and
confidence.
And confidence, thank okay. you. Cocky and confidence. So there is a difference.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And
Conor McGregor is cocky. Is cocky.
And that's what you like more so.
I don't know. I think I like confidence more than I like cocky. Tito Ortiz was confident. I don't necessarily think he came across as cocky, where Conor McGregor is cocky. You think Floyd Mayweather is cocky? I just think he's confident.
Oh, I think he's cocky. Cocky as hell.
No, he might be cocky because he walks around with $1 million in a briefcase, but I would too if I walked around with $1 million and I had those two mountains walking behind me.
Well, yeah, you don't have to worry about who's coming up behind you. No, okay, Chael Sonnen. Cocky or confident? Or just doing his job, which is actually a third part of this too.
Well, it's always doing their job. I mean, they've got to promote it. There's guys that are supposed to be, even in a sport like
that one.
Yeah, well, I just got a text message about Warren Sapp, so I'm trying to read it and concentrate.
Do you want to talk about that?
Talk about what?
The whole Ravens thing?
Sure.
He's trying to get the defensive tackle from the Ravens to not be able to wear number 99. He contacted the Ravens saying, how do I keep this from happening?
What?
Yeah.
All right.
Warren Sapp.
We'll talk about it.
Okay.
You know, we're three quarters down.
Yeah.
We're in the fourth quarter. Everybody put your four fingers up. Isn't that what you do?
Fourth quarter.
It's the fourth quarter.
Absolutely.
It's time to get real. It's time. We're going to improve, I promise, when we return. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by CubeSmart.
Is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field. Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
What gourmet restaurant features spicy taco, buffalo blue cheese, garlic parm, caramel apple pie, and much more? Chef-inspired popcorn would be that place. That's right, chef-inspired popcorn. Located in Tampa, it's 7004 Hanley Road. Check them out at cipopcorn.com for more flavors, or they can work with you to come up with your very personal flavor. It's not just popcorn, it's chef-inspired.
They had a look, an attitude, and a sound like no other. Sure, they were born in Jersey, but they were made in America.
Don't miss Broadway's Tony Award-winning Best Musical, Jersey Boys. The behind-the-scenes true story of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Coming to the Straz Center June 1st through 5th for 1 week only. Visit strazcenter.org.
Holy Hog, the best barbecue in Tampa Bay. Winner of the 2013, 14, and 15 Best of the Bay. Holy Hog, the 2014 and 15 Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown Champs as well. Holy Hog has four convenient locations on Armenia, Henderson, Carrollwood, and downtown Tampa. Also two locations in Amalie Arena. Holy Hog can cater any size event, and the fall catering includes smoked hams and turkeys. So why cook during the holidays? Fresh smoked southern barbecue and homemade sides. Your hometown smokehouse, it's Holy Hog.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is your Uriah Faber, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
I'm baffled.
Could have used the Dominic Cruz liner.
Absolutely. Maybe we'll produce one together. You know what? We'll put the two together and make a great liner for upcoming weeks.
You think you'll be able to get them to do it?
We have them. We have a Dominic. We have a Uriah. Do it.
Oh, you're talking about just putting them
yes,
together.
Yes, producer.
Ah, okay. I thought you were talking
could you produce about... this for me? What the hell is Warren Sapp thinking? Nobody in this town has backed Warren Sapp more than me.
That is probably the most accurate statement, at least of this year.
I have always had his back, even when he's done some knucklehead things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get this. And as I'm reading up on it, I guess he didn't say this, but what they're assuming is because the Raven went to Florida State, maybe, and it's a Florida State-Miami thing. And first of all, Warren Sapp has no pull with the Baltimore Ravens.
True.
If somebody wanted to wear 99 with the Bucs,
then there's an issue.
There's an
issue.
It's
a retired number.
Even though I went to a game last year and Warren Sapp was outside the stadium waiting to get in the stadium, waiting for somebody to come in or come out there and get him a credential to get him in the stadium. Why does Warren Sapp need a credential?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think they should have, but they didn't. So if he didn't have that pull there, what kind of pull is he going to have in Baltimore?
Well, and the way it's looking like, the tweet itself, the initial report was actually from the Ravens yesterday at about 3 p.m. from the Ravens Twitter account. Timmy Jernigan has changed his number to 99 as a tribute to at Warren Sapp. 4 hours later, Warren Sapp responds to that tweet at Ravens, how do I stop this? So apparently the reasoning why Jernigan wanted to pay tribute to Sapp, quote, just the way he played the game, nasty, ferocious, he came every play. You definitely knew he was there when he made a play. So, obviously, it is definitely a tribute. He wants to show that he appreciated what Sapp did on the field. Again, you brought up the potential that it could be a Florida State-Miami thing. This may be just me giving Warren Sapp the benefit of the doubt. He may be trying to encourage Jernigan to be his own player type deal. Chances of that are fairly minuscule.
I don't get it.
But, yeah.
Do you think any Baltimore Raven fan is going to buy or not buy the jersey in any sporting goods store because the 99 is in correlation to Warren Sapp? I'm going to say on a number between 0 and 100, we're at 0.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I don't know.
I don't understand why he would have an issue with it, but that's his own prerogative. That is his own prerogative.
Hmm.
But it's not going to do any good.
He's not following me anymore. He used to. I guess he listens to the show within the last 30 seconds.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's what it was.
Oh, well.
Interesting.
Well, So it be. By the way, Dervin Lopez will be fighting June 10th, and I believe it's on CBS. So tune in, FFC 25. We will do a giveaway from that fight. I will not talk about the fight on this program.
Mm-hmm.
I will not say anything about the fight on this program. You'll need to watch the fight, and then we'll give away something extremely cool if you can answer a trivia question from that fight, June 10th.
One thing I'd also like to bring up, talking about the Deaf War guys and local guys making good. Gian has announced his next fight.
Yeah.
Ali Bagautinov is going to be fighting up in Canada. And today is Gian's birthday.
It is his birthday, and he's fighting June 18th, I believe it is, in Ottawa.
Correct.
Elias Theodoro will be on that card.
Mm-hmm.
Is Patrick Cote on that card?
Ooh, you asked the tough questions.
That might be South Dakota. That might be the South Dakota one.
Yes.
You know, there's so many. Now, there's a UFC fight this weekend.
Almeida versus Garbrandt at Mandalay Bay.
Is that Saturday or Sunday?
29th, so
Sunday. So it's a Sunday fight. A lot of good fights on that card.
Why would they do a Sunday fight in Vegas?
Why would they have it every weekend? Because they can.
There you go.
You know, we've argued and talked about that for so long.
Patrick Cote is in Ottawa. Fighting Cerrone in the co-main event.
Interesting fight.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very interesting fight. So tune in this weekend. Is that a Fight Pass? Is that a Fox? Might be a Fight Pass.
This weekend is...
No, Ottawa. What's Ottawa?
Ottawa is... It's a fight night. It is not... Does not say.
Okay. And
which
this weekend?
It's going to be. This weekend is Fox Sports 1.
Okay. So I will watch on Sunday in between moves. Oh, by the way, when somebody puts a group of people together on Facebook,
yes,
they know when you leave the group.
Correct.
Just letting you know.
Correct.
Okay.
That is a true statement.
So it's better to just ignore the posts than to leave the group.
Okay.
Agree or disagree? We're going to do a little Facebook discussion.
Facebook.
Is it better to ignore it or is it better to leave the group so everybody knows you left?
Honestly, I don't really think it matters.
Well, it obviously matters. Do you want people to know that you left the group and that you're not interested and could care less? Or is it better just to not be interested and don't care less, but don't let people know that? Just asking.
Just because they leave a group doesn't mean they could care less.
Really? See, I think that's exactly what that means.
No.
Just saying.
No.
Okay.
All I don't right. think so.
So Ray's up to.
Well.
Since I asked.
Yeah, not all that great. I know Archer's been hurting recently. He's been in a season long struggle. He's driving the struggle bus right now, and he's gonna keep that. I don't know. It's kind of one of those things. Is he doing really bad because he doesn't have any his wins aren't there, or is it the lack of support from everybody else? Now you take into the account that Kiermaier is gone, broke his hand making a diving play. So Matuk is up from Durham. Forsyth has been out. He's supposed to be coming back hopefully next week. And you can only do so much.
All right, enough about the Rays, even though we're in Tampa Bay. What do you think about this teenager? The teenager that's going to throw for the Dodgers?
Urias is his last name, I think.
Sure.
Urias.
And
if he's effective.
Are they already putting too much pressure on him? Because and I was watching the four-letter network, and I've obviously done my 16 seconds of research. They're calling him the next Fernando. How can you do that to a kid before he's even thrown his first pitch in the bigs?
They're comparing him to Fernando Valenzuela.
Yes.
Oy.
Julio
Urias.
Urias.
19-year-old pitching prospect set to make his debut
tonight. At 7:10. Against the Mets. The Mets.
Whew. Yeah, that's a little much. Let's see if AAA, 1.1 ERA in 41 innings.
And then they threw my buddy Russell Martin under the bus and the bridge, and they said that him and Cologne have the same amount of home runs. That was cruel. And then he homered twice in that game. So... But that's why they did it. You know, it was after the fact when it was on the big highlights on the ESPN and such. So
I don't know. Valenzuela and Urias, both Mexico, both debuted at the age of 19 for the Dodgers. They're both left-handed pitchers. About the same height.
So to say that he's the next Fernando, I think, is unfair.
They were both discovered by the same scout.
Okay, great. It's all wonderful. I think you're putting way too much pressure on this kid.
Oh, sure.
And let him go out and throw first.
One of the things you always talk about is Sammy Piscatelli and the John Lynch comparison.
Nope, for sure. You got to be careful. He may like it, but I think you should be careful because if he goes out and bombs.
Let him be his own player.
Let him be. Don't wear 99. Don't All right, hit 99. Me up on Twitter, at Knockout Radio.
At KOX.
Have a great weekend.
WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR, Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.
Verizon's strike deal, flying the busy skies. I'm Michael Toscano. Breaking news, word that Verizon and striking unions have reached a deal in principle, if not a members' vote, for a new four-year labor agreement. Just today, the Labor Department reported 35,100 Verizon employees were idle during the May payrolls count.